This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The worst thing you can do to yourself, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you some advice for yourself and for your children and everybody, is lie to yourself. Be deluded about who you are, what you are, what you want to be, what your possibility is. If you're a Guatemalan midget, you're like all of 3'2", you are not, repeat, not going to play basketball in the NBA. It's just a fact. Okay? Have you ever seen one? I'm just going to prove it. Have you ever seen one? No. You could be a leprechaun. You know, because now you can reclassify yourself and say, no, I'm Irish. Okay, I'm not Guatemalan, I'm Irish. And you could be a leprechaun, but you cannot be a member of the NBA. It's not going to happen. Muggsy Bogues is the smallest dude that's ever, I think, ever played basketball in the NBA, certainly in the modern era. And it's because the dude could dribble like a maniac and get through people and get the ball up and shoot it. But Muggsy was 5'5". Okay? A 3'2" Guatemalan midget ain't going to play basketball in the NBA. Just putting it out there. So be realistic. But it isn't so much be realistic necessarily about your physical attributes. It's be realistic about who you are. If you're average looking, think that. Even if you're slightly better looking than average, you might want to just level set and say, I'm average. You know what I'm saying? Evaluate your job skill. If you're an administrative assistant, be real. What's funny, when I used to work with a career developer, she would say to me, this was the most profound thing she said to me. She says, Kevin, so what do you think you've done at your companies, you know, that you've contributed? And I'm writing down all these different things. I did this and I did this and I designed that and I was amazing over here. And look at this. Look at me. And then she says, okay, now, what do you think they would say? And I went, what? Huh? She goes, what do you think they would say? And I went, I don't know. And what it made me do was go on the other side of the equation. Here I am, Mr. I did this. I'm amazing. You know, it's like your resume. What did you do at your job? Well, I led a team of 7 and we were blah, blah, blah. And we achieved sales of yada, 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 right? But then they go, what would they say? They would say, he inherited a territory where 80% of his sales were already there. You know, all he had to do was develop the 20% that he's taking credit for. Oh, look at you, Mr. Employer. You know, why are you being so negative, you know? And I got to tell you, as much as that sounds, you know, like a trivial thing, it was huge with me. It formed part of the way that I thought, that I began to think. It's okay, what's my view, but what is your view? It's like a marriage. You know, people get divorced. The husband has a side of it, and you listen to him, and it sounds reasonable. Until you listen to the wife. And then you go, wait a minute, that sounds a little... Now he sounds a little less reasonable. Well, then what happens is, as they say, in the middle is the truth. And so that's what you start to look for. Okay, let's see where the inconsistencies come up. And that's why when I started the Black Sphere brand, it was all about that. The first thing I do when I hear something is I go to the opposite side. And I ask myself, is Trump really as bad as the left says? Okay, is he a racist? What has he done to show me he's a racist? Was he a member of the Klan? Has he ever been a Democrat? You know, does he ban black people? Does he not shake hands with them? Does he disparage them, talk down to them? Does he hire them? What? And so when you look at it, you go, that's not the activities of a racist. That's just a normal thing to do. But do you think leftists do that? Do you believe it? You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. The Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm happy to be here with you because these are the discussions that are going to help you go out there and you know, go be somebody. We all somebody. Don't make me go all Jesse Jackson on you. Have people hanging up saying, I can't listen to that Kevin Jackson. But no, that's the way you do it. So when that came back to me like that, I was like, okay, Kevin, when you put down the things you've done for a job, always remember to think about it from the perspective. So I remember I would tell one of the things I told this lady that was my career developer. I said, well, I get into work, you know, at 5 in the morning. There's nobody there. I've already made coffee. I've saved them a step. I'm drinking my coffee and starting to work by the time my boss gets in. This is a true story. And so she says, well, and how does he know how long you've been there? And I went, because, I was there an hour and a half before anybody, already working. So she says, how do you know? How do you know he knows? I didn't know. I couldn't prove it. I said, I'm there after everybody leaves. She's like, how do they know? So, yeah, it's a feather in your cap. But are you doing things to show them? Or, you know, and it wasn't, she wasn't being, Chris, she's saying, did you put a report on their desk that shows the timestamp of when you left? Did you put something on somebody's desk that showed you were there at 4:58 in the morning? Things like that. No, not really. So they can't know what you're doing. So, you know, I'm living, the reality was I was working that hard. But it is also a delusion to believe that they believe it. Now, back to the Democrats. Let me just tell you, they are deluded in their thinking, and it is your job to remind them just how screwed up they are, that they aren't willing to put in the work and you are. Now, I don't know what Trump's going to ultimately do about all this cheating and the other Democrat shenanigans, but understand it's been exposed, and he called it out by tweet. That's an important thing for you to understand about him. He called this out. He's in D.C. to fix this exact problem. I trust that this guy understands that he's gonna say, you know what, it doesn't matter how well I do, it doesn't matter what we do as a country, until we solve this problem, until we make the Democrats pay for being cheaters, we are always going to be at risk. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. But I suspect if you watch the, you know, as they say in Britain, join the dots. If you connect the dots on what he does, watch the legislation and the things that he decides to do that addresses cheating. Because I think that's what's about to happen. Anyway, we got a great show for you today. I can't wait to tell you more. Here's one other thing before we get off that subject while I'm thinking about it. What are we going to do over the next 2 years to address the following things? The cries of racism. Trump is a racist. The Republican Party are racist. What are we going to do to address the cries of sexism and this fake Me Too movement and this feminist movement that is meant to do nothing except destroy men? What are we going to do on the cause of xenophobia? Because they're going to call it. Trump's going to get his wall built. I don't know how. He'll get it done. But he'll start to build it or do whatever. But how are we going to push back and make liars out of the true liars, which are the Democrats? That's got to be our focus over the next 2 years. That's why I tell you guys, I'm not worried about, what you know, losing the House, and I use my finger quotes, and barely having the Senate. We won.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
For, you know, the reason. The same thing with April Ryan. I watch her get up. I mean, you talk about somebody that's a loser. She doesn't know what the hell she's doing. She gets publicity, and then she gets a pay raise, or she gets a contract with, I think, CNN. But she's very nasty, and she shouldn't be. She shouldn't be. You've got to treat the White House and the Office of the Presidency with respect.
I love when Trump comes out and he just tells it like it is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Some people accuse me of that, telling it like it is. And it gets you fired. Got me fired from Fox. I tweeted it like it is. You know what's funny about this? If I had tweeted it like it is right now, I wouldn't have even gotten fired because Fox is boycotting Twitter right now. They don't want to, because Twitter did something with doxing or something. Tucker Carlson. So they had people at Tucker's house, you know, threatening his family and all that kind of stuff. So they don't even look at Twitter right now. So if it had happened a month later, I'd still have my job probably. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. When I say still have my job, I still have the. I didn't work for Fox per se. I was a contributor. So it was part of what I did. You know, in other words, this is the organization I run. What you're listening to, my radio show and all the other things that we do are, you can go check us out at kjradio.com or theblacksphere.net, which is where we post our articles. But regardless, the point is, I lost that extra gig, if you will. And people, oh, Kevin, do you miss being on, you know, because people recognize me. I had a dude the other night. He was telling, man, I saw you on the Rawlings site for Gold Gloves. I was like, really? Dude, I was at one of my kids' baseball games. I saw you there. Oh, wow, I had no idea. How'd you even recognize me? But he did. I was going to the concession stand, going to get some chicken fingers. And he just stopped me. Hey, I saw you the night, man. I was like, how you get pictures of all those baseball players? Don't ask me, bro. But yeah, so, the social media isn't doing us any favors. Fox is finally getting it, even though, trust me, they're not. It's funny, they come to the protection of Tucker, and rightfully so. Tucker's a buddy of mine, and I enjoy his work, and he's a stand-up guy. He represents conservatism well. And anyway, they stood up for him, you know. And by the way, if you see Tucker, this video, he's telling this guy, you better get the F out of here, because this is a guy that called his daughter the C word once she found out who her father was. I mean, these tolerant Democrats attacking a teenage girl over what her dad says, you know, what her dad is about. Let me tell you, I could meet Barack Obama's kids. I would not disrespect them. Certainly over there, I would say, hey, it's nice to meet you young ladies. I wish you success, blah, blah, blah. That would be the end of it. I don't care what I think about the policies of her father. I could meet Barack Obama. I'd say, hey, you know, I didn't like you as a president. I don't know that we can hang out and have a beer, but I'd be willing to try. But, you know, in other words, I'm not just going to be mad at you because of your politics. But, man, the minute a leftist finds, I'm telling you right now, they can find out about you. You could be the best person they've met since sliced bread. And you know what I'm saying. I know I'm crazy with the metaphor there. But you could be the best person they've ever met. You could have helped them in all kinds of crazy ways. And the minute you tell them you're a Trump supporter, their whole vision of you changes. And I would put it to you this way. It's like meeting a girl. She's really beautiful. You know, she's everything that you dreamed her to be. And then you find out that she's got halitosis and she's a devil worshiper. Okay? And you're like, oh, God. It just changes your whole view. Right? Changes the whole vision. Okay? Just say she's a devil worshiper. That way you don't have to worry about her breath. But you get what I'm saying. It one thing can change. Yeah, for me, I'll just be honest, it's jacked up feet. You got jacked up feet, doesn't matter how pretty your face is, doesn't matter how nice God put your body together, how well you take care of yourself. If your feet look like hammer time, then I'm done. Because, you know, I don't understand it. It's one of those things, right? So that's the way the left are. I can be, and look, you can be mad at me. You can say, Kevin, you shouldn't be prejudiced over feet. You're right. I shouldn't be. Right? It's the content of a person's character. But here's what I will tell you, just so I can get out of this one. If you have jacked up feet, but you really have a good heart, I could overlook the jacked up feet, probably. But I'd have to really see that heart fast. Because if I see those feet early on, it's over. That's just the way it is. But I'm saying that's the metaphor that I will use to explain the left to you. Is there's something that triggers you. Right. I'll give you an example. I have a friend. She's been in an abusive relationship. And there's a thing that her ex would do to trigger, you know, that caused her to go, oh, here it comes. If a guy dates her and he gives any signal of that, he's gone. I'll talk to her. Yeah, I don't talk to her that often. But once every 6 months, I'll be, hey, how's it going? How's it going with Paul? Oh, you know, no, we were out one night and he triggered, you know, he did such and such and that was that. And I went, you know, really? She goes, yeah, it just reminded me of, you know, Jerry. And I went, oh, okay. And that was it. I mean, I'm not answering his phone, the messages, text messages. He can't call me, no matter Instagram, you name it. I'm done. She just cuts people off. That's her trigger. And I'm not mad at her. I get it. But that's what leftists do. They will trigger that way. But then they'll tell you they're all about diversity. They'll tell you they're all about tolerance and these different things. We are the tolerant people. We are the people that are live and let live, forgive, do, blah, blah, blah. We are it. And, you know, when do you learn this? I'll tell you what you're not hearing. Here's what you're not hearing. The diversity of the Republican Party. Forget the fact that, you know, I'm not going to go back through history and tell you how we integrated blacks into society, protected them with all these various Civil Rights Act and other laws, got rid of the Jim Crow laws, prosecuted Democrats, impeached Andrew Johnson over this stuff, passed 14th Amendment, 13th Amendment on behalf of blacks and slaves, et cetera, et cetera. All these things that were done, overlooked. But here's what I will tell you, just as an example, in this last election cycle, we elected our first woman Iowa governor. Did you know this? We elected first woman South Dakota governor. First Korean-American woman elected to Congress. First female Tennessee senator. And we thought we'd won the one with McSally. But that one, the results were pending on that one. We elected our first Latina lieutenant governor of Florida, which, by the way, preceding her was the black lieutenant governor, female black lieutenant governor of Florida. The first elected female Mississippi senator who's favored in a runoff. These are things that the Republican Party did, and you don't see one bit of media coverage from the fake news media about all these firsts that occurred for women in the party. You get it? They don't want you to know. The Republican diversity, the media conveniently forgets to mention to you because they want the narrative to be Republicans are anti-woman, they're anti-black, they're anti-Latino. I just gave you the litany, and they are anti-none of that.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Millions of Black Friday shoppers are dealing with frigid temperatures across the United States. If you are braving that cold weather to pick up a great deal, Wallet Hub analyst Joe Gonzalez says there are some good TV deals out there now, but you may want to hold off.
When we're just talking about TVs in general, a lot of these bigger electronics, that's where we're seeing really good deals at places like Staples, Office Depot, Target, Walmart. But a word to the wise, if you can actually wait, the best TV deals are always right before the Super Bowl.
Witnesses are describing the scene when someone opened fire inside an Alabama mall on Thursday night.
We were checking out at the American Eagle store, and all of a sudden you heard active shooter, get in the back, get in the back. So they were like shoving us wherever they could put us.
Heaven Gay on WVTM TV, the shooter is dead and two others are wounded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The only problem with poor people, though, is that if you begin to have any semblance of success in your life, even if you just begin to live like a human being, they're not happy for you. You know, they don't want to hear it. It's like, oh, look who it is, Mr. I can afford three meals a day. Well, la-di-da. What's like right at the top, Mr. Tartar Control Toothpaste? Brakes fixed. Sell out.
I grew up poor, as you guys know. And I joke about it because I didn't really know it was poverty, right? I knew there were people that had more than I did, but I knew there were people that had less. Isn't that true of us all? I mean, I was talking the other segment just early in the broadcast about Donald Trump. Jeff Bezos makes Donald Trump look like a poor man. Jeff Bezos makes everybody look poor. They say this guy is now worth like $140 billion. He is now the de facto richest guy in the world, surpassed Bill Gates. Gates was it for better part of decades, a decade or two, right? Everybody's rich or poor relatively. If you don't want to know how rich you are, there's a place you can go on the website. It's like the world's wealth. Put in what you earn for a living. If you earn like $40,000 a year, you are in the top 1% of the world's economy. It doesn't take much. So many people are so poor. We take it for granted over here because it doesn't matter. It's like this taxi driver I was riding with. He was telling me, he goes, Kevin, he goes, you know, he's telling me how he makes money. Because I was looking at his meter. It's going to cost me $50 to go from my hotel to the airport. And I was like, man, you're stuck in traffic. It's so much time. He goes, yeah, but I get extra this, that, and the other. Let me put it to you this way. He goes, I make like $400 a day. I went, really? He goes, yeah. And I was thinking, that's not too bad. $400 a day. Figure he's working, you know, 300 days a year. So the guy's making $120,000. And I was thinking, wow. He goes, yeah. But everything's triple in price, quadruple. He says, I go somewhere the other day to get a bottle of water. A bottle of water. He goes, you know what they want to charge me? I don't know, a couple bucks. He says, $2.50. I walked out. He goes, I'm mad. I'm telling the guy, how could you charge? I work here, live in New York. You want to charge a tourist that? I understand. You charge me this much? Are you crazy? This thing cost you 10 cents to go buy the, you know, the cases. And he's right. But he goes, that's what it costs to get by. He could sympathize that the guy's selling water at usury rates, you know, at a crazy amount of profit because he doesn't know how much water he's going to sell. He's got to take advantage of everybody that walks in that store. And I was like, wow, so true. So, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you make. It's what is the cost of living where you are. You know, you could make $25 an hour. And if you say to somebody, I make $25 an hour. So they figure, okay, at 2,000 hours, a year, whatever. So you make 50 grand a year. In some places, that's a lot of money. Tell somebody you make 25 bucks an hour in Manhattan. They know you have a menial job. What are you, a waiter? A waitress? They don't know. Because that's nothing. You go to Manhattan, you go, man, I make 200 grand a year. You got a little apartment you may not own. I mean, that's nothing. Go to Tennessee. Tell somebody you make 200 grand a year. You got a 6,000 square foot house. I was talking to somebody about what $1.5 million will get you in New York. And I said, $1.5 million in areas of Tennessee gets you acreage. And I'm talking about you have 10, 20, 50 acres with a house on it that would blow the minds of people in Manhattan. They come out and go, no way you paid $600,000 for this house. Yeah. This whole thing's mine for $1.5 million. You know? It's ridiculous. So, poverty is it's very dependent upon where you are. You could take what you make and go to places in Africa and you would have people doing things for you, working for you. Malawi. I know this for a fact because I have a friend that was in the State Department working in Malawi. She has six people that work for her. She probably makes a couple hundred grand a year. But Malawians make, you know, 500 bucks a month. So her total outlay is $3,000 maximum a month with six hard workers cooking, cleaning, taking care of the compound. It's all relative. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up is there's this thing called poverty shaming. I've never heard of the term. I was poor. I knew, like, I drove an El Camino. My brother and I sold our first car, and we bought an El Camino at some point, maybe two or three cars later. We owned an El Camino, and that's what we drove to school. And so we had an El Camino. If we paid $2,000 for that car, I know we didn't. It was used. It was like a 1970-something. And we're talking about in the 1980s. And so this car was old. It was like early 70s. But it ran okay, looked okay. And it was a truck/car hybrid. So we used it. And we drove that car for 3 years. We bought it cheap. But my friends had beautiful, you know, trucks and nice cars. They had Trans Ams. If you had a Trans Am, man, you got some, you know, the girls paid attention to you, okay? I had an El Camino. And I just used to see the guys with the Trans Ams and the Camaros, and I was like, dude, man, to get one of those. But I was never jealous of them. I had an El Camino. I was glad to have a ride. I was glad to have a car. I took care of it, too. I had a buddy. He would put nitrous things in his. He had an SS. What was it? I forget what it is, but it was an SS. Fastest production car at the time, and he put a nitrous thing in it, would dust people off, blew up the engine in that car at least three times. I was like, I don't know how your parents keep doing this, but he'd race you for your title. And from what I hear, he beat a lot of people. But, you know, all these kids are richer than I was, but I didn't care. It's just the way it was. So, but they have this thing now, it's called poverty shaming. They got fat shaming. And I'm thinking to myself, what do you mean fat shaming? The only way you can shame somebody fat is if they are ashamed of being fat. If you said to, I have a buddy, his name is Robert. And if you said to Robert, Robert's kind of portly, you know, he's a bit overweight. You say, hey, fat boy, he'd be, yeah, baby. Yeah, you want some of this right here? He would be. You can't fat shame him because he's okay with it. See, when people, you can be fat shamed. No, you can't. You can only be shamed of something you care about. Oh, Kevin, I'm going to black shame you. I'm going to conservative shame you. Or I'm going to whatever shame. Try it. See how shamed I am. You know, ugly shaming. If that's the case, everybody could be shamed. And I'll give you a little secret. When I used to hang out in gentlemen's clubs when I was, you know, young, and that was part of my career as a sales guy, taking all these older guys to these clubs, what I learned about women was a lifetime of really interesting stuff. Because I looked at you're talking about a sea of beautiful women. And I'm not kidding you. I'd be around them, and you know what they'd say? One of them would go, oh, my gosh, She's got the best breasts. I wish I had breasts like hers or whatever. Or, wow, look at her legs. She's got the best legs ever. Or look at her butt. Or she is gorgeous. You know, her face is this or that. And I'm listening to girls who are solid nines. I mean, there's not a dude on the planet. If you blindfolded a dude and said, if you just gave him a quick look and then you said, okay, I'm going to blindfold you, and you got to pick one of these girls out, whoever he picked, he would be more than happy with. And I'm telling you, they were upset. They were, oh my gosh, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. And every time a guy hears a girl go, I wish I had her breasts or her legs or her feet or whatever, then you know what the weakness is. So the way you could play these girls, I'm just giving you some inside baseball here, fellas. You could say, God, you know, you really are. You're really beautiful. But I got to tell you, that girl right there, she's got the best breast. And it didn't matter what you said about this girl. She could be beautiful in every other aspect and have decent breasts. But if you said something about this other girl's breast, you were in. Because this other girl was shamed now that she didn't have this girl's legs or feet or breast or whatever. So she wanted to get in your good graces. And they call it negging now. That's the term for it. Negging. Being negative. So anyway, now it's poverty shaming. It's gone from just talking about people's, you know, who they are. But it's now poverty shaming. The new trend, the level the playing field for leftists. So let's play pretend. Nobody has more than you because you can't see it, at least not in school. They don't want you to, in this case, they don't want to let people wear their nicer jackets in the winter because it could poverty shame the poor kids who don't have as nice of a jacket. I mean, you ever been to a ski, like, somewhere, and you got to go get the rentals, and there's a kid there that's got all the gear, he's got custom skis, and this kid is on the mountain every day, and he can ski like a maniac. And you know what you do? You're lucky to be there. But do you think the left cares? No. They want it all even, except for them. They want their own separate mountain. They want their own chalet. They want their own people serving them. But you, they want to even out the playing field for. So they're going to poverty shame you. You know why I don't want to be poverty shamed? Because I want to work hard and get what that other guy has. That's why I couldn't be poverty shamed. I was never jealous of the rich. I admired them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for a heart and body extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about heart and body extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The heart body extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of heart and body extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Don't you ever get discouraged. I'm serious. Don't you ever get discouraged, because that's what they want. They want us to get discouraged, and you shouldn't. I'm glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. The left wants you to feel as if you can't win. There's no hope at all. That's why they do what they do. That's why they stack the deck against you. And you know what we do every time as conservatives? We overcome. We fight back. We push them back. And they go, they get more and more creative. In fact, Matthew Gaetz, he's a representative. He made a comment. These guys are testing the waters with this cheating stuff. They're trying to see if we're, you know, are we going to falter? What are we going to do? You know, are we going to address it? Here's his comments on that.
We have no chain of custody for over 80,000 ballots that were almost spoken into existence down in Broward County. We've already had judges rule that the Broward and Palm Beach supervisors of elections broke state statutes, both then violated court orders that required transparency. And it seems as though there's this big question in the national media, well, where's the smoking gun? Where's the proof of fraud? The point that we'd like to make to the American people is that when you stand in the way of transparency, when you block access to the printouts that each machine spits out regarding the ballots cast, when you don't provide a ballot reconciliation regarding how many ballots were voted and how many were returned blank, then it becomes impossible to triangulate the fraud. My concern, Trish, is that this could all be a trial run for 2020. Democrats might be looking for what mechanisms open the door for fraud and what might be closed off, and my hope is that we'll be able to find that, we'll be able to have full transparency, and that we will not have a 2020 presidential election that could be at risk of being stolen.
You know,
we would have to be fools not to do something about this cheating that's going on. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We would have to be crazy not to address it, and we will. Trust me when I tell you that there's no way President Trump isn't going to see this as a priority. He tweeted about it. He said something along the lines of, this is an impossibility. How is this even happening? He meant, and I'm telling you, the minute people start going to jail, things will change. But here's what I want you to understand. You are on the side of righteousness. You can't succumb. When I talk about succumb, I'm not talking about fighting fire with fire, even though I suggest using water. I'm saying that when it comes to what they do to you, you've got to be willing to push back. You've got to be willing to still maintain the high road. In other words, you hit me, I tell anybody, you hit me, I will knock the living daylights out of you. You don't touch me, I don't touch you. We're both equal. You don't touch me, I'm good to go. I'm still looking at people that sent me notes about getting fired from Fox and how they hate me and all these other things. I don't have a bit of hate for the left in the sense of who they are and what they do. Not an ounce. I don't have an ounce of hate. What I do have disdain for is the fact that they're not willing to listen. They don't want to hear us. They only want us to hear one side. It's pathetic. And I'm not going to talk about it today, but tomorrow I'm going to go into detail about Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. And it's going to be scathing about them, because you know why I need to do it? I need for you guys to understand how the game is going on. Michelle Obama's writing her book, and she's out there talking smack about the President of the United States, a person she never thought she'd have to go to his inauguration. She's talking smack about you for voting for him, and everybody's extolling her virtues. A racist made racist comments about her own husband, about white folks, about this country, and she sits atop of it. But don't you get discouraged. You hang in there. You got a reason to smile. You want to know why? Because you're still winning. Your president sits in that office. Your Senate will be Republican. You're going to get another Supreme Court judge, because Judge Ginsburg, she's done. Her goose is cooked. She's done. You're going to get federal judges, district judges. That reshaping of the court is going to change the country in ways you can't even imagine. And then, let me tell you something, we're going to start addressing these issues one by one. We're going to start winning people over. Projects of people like myself going out there into the field and really bringing the vote. Not this fake, you know, stuff that some of these other folks are out there talking about. Reality. Willing to go into the belly of the beast and talk about these serious issues. People who are willing to stand on principle. Do you feel good when you stand on principle? How many of you, I'm just curious, heard about me getting fired from Fox and said, you know what, Kevin, I respect you even more? Or at the very least, you said, you know what, Kevin, you stood on principle. I'm actually surprised. Way to go. Let me tell you, I don't know what it is in radio land, and you can certainly let me know at kjradio.com or 844-551-8255. But in my social media, I literally got thousands of messages. It has taken me months. It's only been a couple months, but it's taken me the entire time. Pardon me, which is well over a month. It's probably been longer. It was September. September, October, November. So, yeah, we're 2 months in. I still am responding to people. And I'm talking about, it was one of our responses. Thank you. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Susan. Thank you, Bill. Much appreciated. You know, things like that. I know some of those are two-word responses. But the point is, it took me months responding to hundreds a day. Maybe, I mean, honestly, thousands. It's taken me months to tell people, thank you for standing by me. You think that doesn't go unnoticed on me? Do you think that I'm just, oh, well, it's no big deal? Yeah, I appreciate that. But you know what? I appreciate the fact that I told you guys. I said, I remember making this comment because people would tell me, Kevin, I'm not black. I can't say what you say. And I would say, I'm not a woman. And I say what I say about feminists. And it got me fired because I dare speak the truth about Blasey Ford and Rodriguez and Swetnick or whatever their names are. And I stood on principle. I stand by it. I don't care if I ever appear on Fox again. And if I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. It will not. It doesn't have it has zero impact on me. I can't even tell you how much I care about it, how little I care about it. Because I stood on principle. And that's what good people do. You are teaching your children to do that. You are teaching your employees, or you know, if you run businesses to do that. You do it if you're part of a business or part of a school or part of an organization. You stand on principle. Let those clowns do what they want. Call them out. To tell them, I will be vigilant, I will video you, but you will not get me to succumb to what you do. But I'm going to call you out every time, and I'm going to tell you folks, you want to win the next election, put on your Trump hat, put on your Trump shirt, be vocal about it, get on your social media, talk about how great Trump is, what his impact he's had on your life, get involved with a group, something that you're passionate about. I would love to have you folks, if you're a member of the PTA or PTO, and you want to help us develop Seeking Educational Excellence, we would love to have you. If you've got a talent and you say, Kevin, I can only give you 2 hours a month, an hour a week, whatever. Whatever you do, if you tell us, I am excellent at this and I'm going to give you an hour of my time, we will take it. We will figure out how to take the best advantage of it, and it will be an hour that we can't make up ourselves and we can't do ourselves. That's the way we're going to win. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to apologize for any of the ways that I feel about this country because it is selfless. And it's the same for you. We're trying to get the word out about all the charity work that people do. I've regaled stories to you guys about people I've met and what they're involved in, and I'm blown away at the things that they do. I'm just blown away. It shocks me at how, you know, how these people are just giving and giving and giving, and they expect nothing. They're not looking to get on Twitter and have, you know, some star go, ooh, look at Mark and him, you know, getting a million women out of sex slavery or whatever and getting them in as entrepreneurs in African countries. He's not on social media. If it weren't for the handful of friends that even knew about it, nobody would know. But they're significant. I was talking to one of my donors today, my big donors, and he says to me, we were talking about different things, and he found out about another one of our charitable efforts. He goes, Kevin, I had no idea you guys did that. He goes, man, every time the more I learn about what you guys do, the more proud I am to be a supporter. I brought tears to my eyes. He's telling me, I want to get you to Naples. We're going to get you introduced to so-and-so. We're going to do more and more and more. We're going to do more together. I want to help even more. Thank you. Thank you very much. And he's doing it. So you should feel good about who you are, what you do, what you represent. Those leftists, they can't, let me tell you, they don't sleep at night. They got ulcers. They are, there's nothing good on that side of the aisle. Trust me. Your grass is not greener.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.